Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Tzadik Hei, and we are at the Mishnah, at the very top of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalom of Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza and Avadi ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned by Eloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is going to continue to discuss the halachos of Pesach Sheni, specifically the similarities and the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Torah in Parshas Bahaloscha, when it describes the actual Karban Pesach, so up until now, we've been talking more about who was obligated in Pesach Sheni. Today's daf is going to discuss more the actual halachos of the Karban Pesach. The Torah says, someone who's Tommy Lenefesh, or he was Bedar Chachoika, we know that's Lav Davka, any Shoigig, any Oynes, even Amazed, any person that didn't bring the Pesach Rishon had the option to bring the Pesach Sheni. The Torah says, Va'asa Pesach Lashem, you should bring the carbon Pesach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chodesh HaSheni Barbasa Yoy, Beinu Arbayim. When do you bring it? It's the second month, not the first month. It's Chodesh Iyar, the 14th day of the month, just like Pesach Rishon is on the 14th day of the month, Pesach Sheni is also on the 14th day of the month, Bein Arbayim, just like Pesach Rishon was brought Bein Arbayim, Pesach Sheni was also brought Bein Arbayim. Says the Torah, specifically, Al Matzos Umeroirim Yechlo. Just like the Pesach Rishon was eaten together with Matzah Umar, so too the Pesach Sheni had to be eaten together with Matzah Umar. The pasuk continues, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. There was an Issa Noiser with the Pesach Rishon. You had to make sure that all the meat was eaten at the Leil HaSeder. Pesach Sheni has the same halacha. The Etzem LaYishbu Rabot. Just like the Pesach Rishon, there was a din, you're not allowed to break the bones. So to Pesach Sheni, there's a din of the Etzem LaYishbu Rabot. Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysoi. And then the Torah says you should treat the Pesach Sheni in the same way that you treat the Pesach Rishon. So it's interesting that the Torah speaks out three specific details in the halachos of the Karban Pesach that relate to Pesach Rishon that were also going to get a Pesach Sheni. Number one, al matzos umeroirim yoichlu. The way it was meant to be eaten was together with matzah umar. Lo yashir menu abayker. There's an iser noiser. And that's in lo yishburu bay. There's also an iser to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. So the Torah singled out three specific examples of halachis that are negeah Pesach Rishon that are also going to be negeah Pesach Sheni. Now, there are many other halachis in Pesach Rishon that the Torah didn't mention as it relates to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon had to be eaten tzliyesh. There's no mention of it necessarily having to be tzliyesh. There's an iser yoytze. You're not allowed to take the Karban Pesach, not only outside of Yerushalayim, but even outside the house where the Karban Pesach was being eaten. There's a psul yoytze mechabur lechabur. There's no mention of that over here related to Pesach Sheni. But what the Torah does say is kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. And from the words kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai, it would seem that really all the halachas of Pesach Rishon anegeya Pesach Sheni, which then of course begs the question that if kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai, so why are we talking about al matzus umeroyim yoichlu lo yashir mimenu ad boiker? That's some layishbru boy. Isn't that all included in kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisai? So the Gemara in today's daf is going to discuss some of these questions and really drill down on some of the details of Pesach Sheni, how it's similar and how it's different than the Pesach Rishon. Zok de Mishnah, ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Number one, Harishon aser bebal yirah bal yematzeh. During Pesach Rishon, there's an iser bal yirah u bal yematzeh. That iser is of course during the 7 days of Pesach. And it starts already Bein Arbayim, Erev Pesach. The Kuli Alma Mia, Chomitz Mishay Shoyesu L'maylasa. So there's a Leis HaSei of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. In fact, V'Hasheni Chomitz U'matzah Ima V'Abayis. During Pesach Sheni, you can have Chomitz and Matzah together with you in your house. So we spoke out the other day, Rashi and Parshas Baloischa, which seems to say that even though the Mishnah says very clearly, you're allowed to have Chomitz on Pesach Sheni, but Imoy B'Achilosi, to eat Chomitz together with the Pesach Rishon, that already may be an issue. The Michas Chinuch, the Meshach Chachma, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Rav Shmuel Yankiv. So that's a raid that we spoke about already. Additionally, Harishon Ton Halabachilosoi, when the carbon Pesach was eaten, the Pesach Rishon, so the Yidden that were eating the carbon Pesach would sing halal. V'hasheni ein ton halal b'chilasi. Pesach Sheni doesn't require halal. Zevizet ton halal b'siyasin. However, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni both require halal. Why the carbon Pesach was being brought? So there's a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni as it relates to halal, but only on the achila level. As it relates to bringing the carbon, Pesach Rishon needed halal, Pesach Sheni needs halal. V'nechol and tzli, Pesach Sheni was eaten tzli the same way Pesach Rishon was. Al matzu umeroyren, Pesach Sheni had to be eaten together with matzu umar. That's open in the pasuk. Just like Pesach Rishon was, v'daychen es ha-shabbos. Just like Pesach Rishon is daych ha-shabbos, Pesach Sheni is daych ha-shabbos as well. So the Mishnah mentioned different things that are Bain Pesach Rishon L'Sheni, and then certain things that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have in common. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this a little bit. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysay. It says that the Pesach Sheni should be brought in the same way that the Pesach Rishon was brought. It says the Braisa B'mitzvah Shebegufa Yakosav Medaber. Meaning, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysay. It means every halacha that's Nogeya Pesach Rishon is also Nogeya Pesach Sheni. So the Braisa says no. It means any mitzvah that affects the guf of the carbon Pesach. Anything that's negeya, the actual Pesach, the physical carbon, on Pesach Rishon is also going to relate to Pesach Sheni. However, anything that's not negeya, the actual carbon, is not going to be negeya. How do you know that? Because it says, Kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisoy. We'll see more about this in the course of the Gemara. Oisai Rashi says mashma gufa. It sounds like we're talking about the actual animal. Sha'al gufa minayin. How do you know the halacha that's not negeya the carbon, but it relates to the carbon because it's an ancillary to the carbon? Talmud loymar al matzus umeroyrim yoichlu. It says al matzus umeroyrim yoichlu, and that teaches me that even though the matzah in the marib being eaten together with the carbon pesach is not a halacha that's negay the actual carbon. So for example, how the carbon is prepared, roasted versus cooked, that's the guf of the carbon. The fact that you're eating the carbon together with matzah umar is not the guf carbon, it's al guf carbon. It's together with the guf, it's on the guf, but it's not the physical guf. So how do you know that as it relates to mitzvahs that are al gufay, that's also included in kechol chukas ha-pesach yasuoy. So the Torah is singled out on matzah umar yechlu to teach me that that's going to be included. Yochel afilu mitzvah shalay al gufay. I would think even a mitzvah that's not al gufay, meaning what about a mitzvah that's nogeya pesach? It has nothing to do with the actual carbon pesach. It's also not al gufay shal pesach. It's not even something that's done with the carbon pesach. It's just an agav mitzvah that you have at the same time as the carbon pesach. Talmud loymer, that's not included because it says that's another one of the mitzvahs that the Torah singled out, and we learn from them. Just like shviras etzem is unique, that it's a mitzvah that's related to the actual carbon. So to anything that's negay the actual carbon, regardless from the fact that it says kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai al matzus umeroyrim yoichlu ve'etzem la'yishburubai. From this combination, we learn that what does it mean kechol chukas ha-pesach? It means any mitzvah that affects the guf of the carbon Pesach, or it's at the very least al guf of Pesach. But if you have a mitzvah that's not the guf of the Pesach, it's not even on the guf of the Pesach, that's not going to apply. Now, just before we go weiter, what would be an example of a mitzvah that's not the guf of the Pesach, it's not even on the guf of the Pesach? Bal yiro, bal yimotze. That would be your classic example, because that's a mitzvah that's negeya Pesach, but it's not negeya the carbon Pesach. So yeah, you can't have chametz in your reshus when you bring the carbon Pesach, and obviously you can't have chametz in your reshus on Pesach, but is that negeya the carbon? No, Pesach Sheni is more about the carbon. And being that loisase, by yura and by yimatze, and the mitzvahs esei of tashbisu, they don't affect the actual carbon, so they're on the outside looking in, they're not included in this halach. Isi ben Yehuda said, yasu oisai b'mitzvah shebeguva yakasa medaver. You don't need this whole spiel in order to come out with the fact that only mitzvah shebegufay and mitzvah sha'al gufay is going to be included. Isi ben Yehuda said that it says yasu oitzai, and from yasu oitzai we know that it has to be dafka a mitzvah shebegufay. Zok to Gemara. We're going to analyze everything that we just said. Amar. So the price began and said yochalaf mitzvah shle'al gufay. So again, how did the price begin? It says kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oitzai the mitzvah shebegufay yakasa medaber. We learn from there that any mitzvah that's negated, the guf of the carbon Pesach that you have by Pesach Rishon, you also have by Pesach Sheni. Sha'al gufay, how do you know? It says al matzus umroim yechlu. That's not gufay, that's al gufay. So you see that's included as well. Then the price is said, Yachal, I would think afilu mitzvah shalay al gufay. Maybe even mitzvah shalay al gufay. Oh, the Torah singled out the etzem layishberubay to teach me that if it's shalay al gufay, it's not going to be included. So what's the obvious question? The Brisa started off by saying that only mitzvahs that are begufay are included. In fact, we needed al matzum reim yechlu to be marba to include even a mitzvah that's al gufay. So we start the Brisa by saying, what's the starting point? It has to be a mitzvah shabagufay. Why? Because it says, G'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. Oisai, Rashi, two words. Mashma gufay, three lines from the top. So the word oisai is mashma gufay. How do you know al gufay? Oh, for that we need to go and be marba. It says, al matzis umeroyim yechlu. So we're going to be marba, even al gufay. So it sounds like gufay and even al gufay. That's a chiddush based on a riba. Yochel, says the Braisa. Even shaloy al gufay. How do you have that yochel? Al rishonim anu mitzdarin. Where it's al gufay, and that's only based on a riboy. But really, the starting point is it should have to be a mitzvah sheba gufay. So we went from needing a riboy to be marba al gufay to now suddenly need a miut, another miut to be mamayit if it's not al gufay. So says the Gemara, how do you read the resha of the Braisa and the seifa of the Braisa? So the Gemara says, Hachi kamer. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Hashta da amrit al matzis umeroyrim yoichlu. Once we brought the pasuk of al matzis umeroyrim yoichlu, alma, what do you see from there? Yasu oisei lav dafka. That means Yasu oisei lav dafka. Because although Yasu oisei sounds like gufay, but now that we have al matzis umeroyrim yoichlu to be marba al gufay, so it comes out that Yasu oisei lav dafka. If Yasu oisei lav dafka, ima havali kiprat v'klal. If that's the case, then maybe the way you have to read this pasuk is like a prat and a klal. Meaning, you have a prat, Yasu oisei, sounds like that only halachas that affect the actual carbon are included in Pesach Sheni. Then you have a klal, a more inclusive term, of al matzos umeroyrim yoichlu. And you know what the rule is? When you have a prat and a klal, v'nasa klal moisif ala prat, v'afilu kol milinami. And that's usually marba everything. Klal u prat, that comes up in Shas all the time. What's the rule of klal u prat? Ein b'chlal ela masha b'prat. What about prat u klal? If you have it in the reverse. First a prat, less inclusive, and then a klal more inclusive. So then the klal is moisif, and it's moisif everything. So says the Gemara, you know what Pshan and the Brice is. The Brice started off that it says, Kachol kukas ha-pesach yasim moisif. Based on that, you would have thought only mitzvah sheva gufay. The Torah then had to be marba, even mitzvah shal gufay. Oh, but once the Torah was marba, mitzvah shal gufay, so now you would have thought that maybe the way you're supposed to interpret this pasuk is use one of the yudgam u'midash ha-Torah nidreshes behem, not the more commonly one used, which is klal uprat, but rather the less common one, which is prat uklal. Now I would think to be marba everything. Oh, now that you would think to be marba everything, so now already I need a miut to tell me that if it's not negay, the guf of the carbon, it's excluded, kamash malon, and that's what we have to have, the etzem lo yishburu boy, to tell me that you shouldn't darshan al matzus umroyrim yoichlu as a prat uklal and go and be marba everything. Says the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda, hai etzemai ovid lei, according to Isi ben Yehuda. So Isi ben Yehuda was the second Tana of the Braisa. He said, Yasu oisoi, be mitzvah shep gufa kosim adaber. He never had a command to the etzem lo yishburu boy. He starts with Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai, and he ends with Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. That's what teaches me that it has to be dafka, a mitzvah sheva gufay. So says the Gemara, according to him, why did the Torah have to single out etzem lo yishburubay? Meaning, the Torah singled out a few of the mitzvahs. Now, we know why the Torah singled out for etzem lo yishburubay according to the Tana the Braisa. Because otherwise, you would have thought, even a mitzvah shaloy al gufay, why would you have thought that? Because of the prat and the klal. But according to Isi ben Yehuda, everything seems to be learned from Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai. Meaning, he's not using the etzem lo yishburubay to be memayit if it's a mitzvah shaloy al gufay. Why? Akasha, but that's the reality. So if that's the reality, what then does it use etzem lo yishburubay for? He uses it for what the Gemara talked about on Daf Pehei Amid Aleph, the classic Gemara where the Gemara discussed asei doichaloi sasei regarding the lav of shviras etzem. And over there, the Gemara said that without a special pasuk, you would have thought that even though it says in the Torah etzem lo yishburubay, that's only an etzem that has no mayach inside, that has no basar inside. But if you have an etzem sheyesh by mayach, the asei of achilas pesach would be doichaloi sasei of shviras etzomis. And that's why the Torah had a chazer over a second time the lav of shviras etzem to teach me that the iser of shviras etzem is true. Even if you have atzamos sheyesh by mayach, the point is Isi ben Yehuda is going to use the extra for etzam loy yishburubay to teach me that there's an iser even by atzamos sheyesh by mayach. So the Gemara v'rabbanon hayasu oisoy mayavdi. At the end of the day, why did the rabbanon need
Kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisai. Meaning, what's the point? Once it says, al matzusum roirim yoichlu, and it says, ve'etzem lo yishburu boi, and ve'etzem lo yishburu boi teaches me that it has to be a mitzvah that's at the very least al gufoi, so why do I need yasu oisai to be to teach me? Meaning, it's not doing anything for me. Initially, we thought yasu oisai is the makar, that it has to be a mitzvah shebe gufoi. But now, we realize that really, that's not true, because for that, I have to come on to that some layish barubai. So al matzv roim yechlu teaches me that mitzvah shebegufay and even a mitzvah she'al gufay. That some layish barubai is memayit if it's not a mitzvah she'al gufay. So what is the yasu oisai teach me? So the Gemara says, you're right, I don't need it for this sugya. I need it for something else. They teach me you can't shech the carbon pesach for a yachid. We know it's machlokes. If you could shech the carbon pesach for a yachid, you can't shech it. So it's coming to teach me, he's of the opinion that the pesach sheni could not be brought for a yachid. Pesach rishon, yeah? Pesach sheni not. And here the Gemara says, a chiddush, the kama de efshel la'adure mahadirina. Meaning, what does that mean? You can't shech the carbon pesach. Let's say you have one person that needs to bring the pesach sheni. So you're not going to bring the pesach sheni on his behalf. The teretz is what we can do is we're going to make somebody else tame. Meaning, we have to anticipate already by pesach rishon that maybe there's going to be only one person that's going to have to bring the pesach sheni. So we go out of our way. We literally proactively try to make sure they're not going to. How do we know that? Because it says yasu. Now Rashi says that's learned out from yasu. At the end of the day, the Braisa initially was darshaning, not Yasu, it was darshaning Oisai. So Yasu teaches me two people have to bring the Pesach Sheni. But that was never the question. The question was Oisai. So Rashi says, Enochinami, once we mentioned Yasu, so Baderech Agav, the Torah already mentioned Oisai, Tanu Rabbanan, another Braisa that discusses this halachas. Again, we're discussing the idea that there are certain halachas related to Pesach Rishon that relate to Pesach Sheni as well, and there's certain that don't. Any mitzvah that's nogeya, the guf of the Pesach, or it's even, at the very least, al guf, it's related to the actual carbon. So if you have it by Pesach Rishon, you're going to have it by Pesach Sheni. If it's something that's shaloy al gufay, such as ba'yira, ba'yumatze, that's not going to relate. What's the makar? Machlekes Tanakama and Isi ben Yehuda. According to the Tanakama, we learn it from the fact that it says, Al matzus umroyrim yoichlu, and it says, Ve'etzem le yishbru boy, meaning the Torah gave a few examples of things that are negeya Pesach Sheni, and these were all examples that are negeya the guf, or at least the al guf of the Pesach. According to Isi ben Yehuda, it's learned out from the fact that it says, Ve'kichol chukas ha-Pesach yasu oisai. So the Gemara, another price. I would think that just like there's an Issa b'Yirah b'Yimatzeh by Pesach Rishon, maybe there's an Issa b'Yirah b'Yimatzeh by Pesach Sheni as well. Talmud Noimar, it says in the Torah, Al Matzus Umeroyrim Yoichlu. It says, Umatzus Umeroyrim Yoichlu, meaning the only time things are asr in Pesach Sheni, or the only halachas that are negeya by Pesach Sheni are things that are similar to a matzus umroim yechlu. Matzus umroim yechlu is something that's negeya the actual carbon. So only something that's negeya the actual carbon. It says the mitzvah saseh, mitzvah loy seminayim. So I would think maybe a mitzvah saseh that you have by Pesach Rishon, you're also going to have by Pesach Sheni. A matzus umroim yechlu is a mitzvah saseh. How do you know that a mitzvah loy saseh that you have by Pesach Rishon, that's negeya, the guf of the carbon Pesach, will relate to Pesach Sheni? Tamaloyma lo yashiru mimenu ad biker. It says, nicer. That's already a loisase. And just like you have it by Pesach Rishon, you have it by Pesach Sheni, that teaches me that any loisase you have by Pesach Rishon, you're also going to have by Pesach Sheni. Veili elo, mitzvah loisase shenit glase. Okay, so Gemara says, I would know a mitzvah loisase shenit glase. The iser noiser is a lav shenit glase. It's a lav that you can fix by doing an assay. The lois assay is don't leave over. What's the assay? How do you fix it? By burning whatever was left over. So I would know a lois assay shenitik lasay, because it says nicer. Mitzvah lois assay government. How do I know a real full-fledged lois assay? How do I know a lois assay that's not nitik lasay, that you have by Pesach Rishon? That's the gay, the go for the carbon. How do you know you would have that by Pesach Sheni as well? Talmud Loimer, that's where the Torah mentioned another lois assay. It says you're not allowed to break the bones of the carbon Pesach. Now that's a lois assay, and that's not nitik lasay. If you break the bones, there's no way to fix it. So the Torah mentioned three examples of halachos that are negeya Pesach Rishon, that are also negeya Pesach Sheni. The Torah mentioned al matzus umroim yechlu. The Torah mentioned lo yashir menu ad boiker, and the Torah mentioned the etzam lo yisbru boy. And what do they have in common? Al matzus umroim yechlu is an assay. Lo yashir menu ad boiker is a lav shenitik lasay. And when it says in the Torah etzam lo yisbru boy, it's a lois assay gomer. So we learn from there ma haprat. Mefurish mitzvah saseh, a matzah prime yechlu. For lois seishenit a glaseh, noiser. For lois saseh gomer, That's only Yishbu Rabbi. Av kol mitzvah saseh, v'loy saseh, shenit aglaseh, v'loy saseh, gomor. So too, all these things are going to be included. And what do these three things have in common? They have in common that they're all negay of the guf of the carbon. So anything that's a mitzvah saseh, or a lav shenit aglaseh, or a loy saseh gomor, that's negay, the carbon's going to be included. If you have a mitzvah saseh, or a lav shenit aglaseh, or a loy saseh gomor, that's not negay of the carbon, those things are going to be excluded. So the Braisa says, okay, b'chloli de matzus u'meroirin makom marbi. What's an example of something that's similar to matzus u'meroirin, meaning it's a mitzvah saseh, that when marba, tzliyesh, the Korban Pesach had to be eaten tzliyesh, when marba tzliyesh, b'prate mayit me'mayit lei. What's an example of a mitzvah saseh that is not going to be, meaning it's going to be excluded, that even though it's negei Pesach Rishon, it's not negei Pesach Sheni, hashpas ha'sar, the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. So from a matzus u'meroirin yachlu, we're going to be marba, the mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach Tzliyesh, and we're going to be memait the mitzvah to burn the chametz. Eit pachana, maybe the opposite, meaning maybe be marba tashbisu and be memait kim Tzliyesh. Moses says, no, mitzvah to gufei yodif. That's the whole point. The point is that the prat is mitzvah that's negei the guf. So Tzliyesh is negei the guf of the carbon Pesach, that's included. As opposed to tashbisu is not negei the guf of the Pesach, that's excluded. Okay, b'chloli d'loy ashim menu abayka mako marvali. What are we going to include from Noiser? Noiser was an example of a lav shenita glase. So something else that's also lav shenita glase will be included. What is that? Lo yisoy tziyu mimenu. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to take the carbon Pesach and bring it outside of the house, outside of the chabura. Now that's a lav shenita glase. And the reason Rashi says it's lav shenita glase is because it says afterwards babayis echod ye ochel, and it's mashma that if you would take the carbon Pesach out of its bayis or out of its chabur, you'd be able to bring it back in, you'd be able to fix it, you'd be able to farecht it. So it's a lav shenita glase. So we include the iser to take the Pesach out, just like you have it by Pesach Rishon, you have it by Pesach Sheni, but prote maikom emayit. Okay, and what does it exclude? What's an example of a lav shenita glase that's excluded? And this next line is epic. Today's daf is going to be hashtag no raid. But Metz Hashem, between now and Arvi Pesachim, this is something we have to get back to. Hopefully in the next daf. It says, lo yeroa v'lo yeimotze. You have the lava by yeroa by yeimotze. And the lava by yeroa by yeimotze is also a lav shenita glase. Why is it a lav shenita glase? Because you have the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. If you look at the last toisvus of the Amid, beprote kamemai by yeroa, kan mashma kamesha pirish ri b'chol shah, the lo yeroa have a nita glase. It's mashma from here that by yeroa is a nita glase. This is a major shiloh. There's a Rambam and a Ravid, Reb Chaim and Sefer, Vadvar Matikin, Ray that we have to get to. Freidimar Ipachano. How do you know that from the Isser Noiser, you should be marba the Isser Loisai Tzio Mimenu and be mamayed by Rabbi Yamas? Maybe the opposite? No, mitzvah the Gufaya. That's the whole point. Again, we're being marba anything that affects the Gufa the Carbon Pesach. We can exclude something that doesn't affect the Gufa the Carbon Pesach. Finally, Bechloli Etzim La Yishbru Boy, my. Come marba. What do we mean marba from the loy sase gomer? That's etzmal yishbur boy. Atoichu menu no. You're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach, half roasted. You're not allowed to eat it cooked. These are examples of things that are effect that affect it. Who brought the mai come in mind? What's an example of a loy sase gomer that's excluded? It says in the Torah, loy sishchat al chometz dam zevchi. You're not allowed to shach the carbon pesach while you have chametz. Impachano. Maybe be marba loy sishchat al chometz dam zevchi and be memayit al toichu menu no. Again, mitzvah the gufe yodav. Because of the mitzvah the gufe, that's why we know what to be marba and we know what to be memayit. Either way, so the Gemara had really two brises and a few different formulations of how to come up really with the same point. And that is that any halacha that was negeya, the guf of the Pesach Rishon, was negeya the Pesach Sheni as well. Any halacha that was not negeya, the guf of the Pesach Rishon, was not negeya the Pesach Sheni. Zok the Gemara Vaita Harishon. So the Mishnah was continuing to discuss different similarities and different distinctions between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni. And it said, Harishon, the first carbon Pesach ton halabachilasa, as opposed to the second, did not. So Pesach Rishon, they didn't used to sing halal while they were bringing the carbon Pesach. What's the makar to this? It says in the pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Sefer Yoshaya, Ashir Yielochem Kalel Hiskadesh Chag. So Yeshaya was talking about the shir that the Yidden are going to sing in the end of days. And it says it's going to be a shira that was Kalel Hiskadesh Chag. Like the shira that the Yidden used to sing Yontif by night. So what is that referring to? It's referring to the Yontif of Pesach. That when the Yidden used to eat the carbon Pesach, that's when they used to sing shira. Okay, now how do you see that it's only Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni? So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Laila hamekudesh lechag ton hal, laila shem mekudesh lechag ein ton hal." That in this pasuk you also see kalel hiskadesh chag. So Pesach is mekudesh; it's a real yontif. It's in the semalacha, and therefore it's dafka Pesach Rishon, which is Mekudesh Lechag, that Yeshaya Novi was referring to when he said, Ashir Yiyah Lachem Kalelis Kadesh Chag, as opposed to Pesach Sheni, even though it's very similar to Pesach Rishon, but it's not Mekudesh Lechag. I mean that it's not Mekudesh Lechag, it's going to be excluded from this. Vizeh, vizeh, tun hal b'zeh. So the Mishnah said that even though Pesach Sheni doesn't have any hal, while you're eating the basar of the Pesach Sheni, but while you're bringing the Pesach Sheni, yeah, my time, what's the makar to that? Iba yaseima, laila kamemait, yoim, loy kamemait. Because what was the makar that this shir by the carbon Pesach? Hashir, yielochem, kalel hiskadesh chag. Okay. And the, how do you know Pesach Sheni not? Because kalel hiskadesh chag. Dafka the laila that's makudesh. Oh, so the miut was only the miut in laila. The miut is in the lail. So that's the mitzvah of achila, which was done at night, as opposed to the mitzvah of asiyah, which was done during the day. Regarding that, you don't have a meal. Sochta gemara, v'iba yisem. Alternatively, the makar that you have to sing shira even when you bring the Pesach Sheni is because efshi yisrael shoichten es pischeim, v'noitlin es lulveyim. The ein oirim halal. Is it possible that the yidden are bringing the carbon Pesach and they're not saying halal? I mean, the question is, what's the makar that you sing halal when you bring the carbon Pesach? Iba yisem is hakiy not. Yeah, how could you not? You would need a makar not to. How is it possible that the Yidden are shechting the carbon Pesach and they're not saying hal? So that's obviously something that in the world of machshava requires a little bit of thought. But just to chazer quickly, we spoke out in Perek Tomim Nishchak, the Brisker Rav, who was medayik from Rashi and Tosfos respectively, in Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, this shira that was saying at the time that the Yidden were bringing the carbon Pesach, was it midin shira ala carbon? Meaning any time a carbon tzibur was brought, so there was nisuch hayayin, and at the time of the nisuch hayayin, the Levim used to sing shira. So was it midin shira ala carbon? Or maybe it's a special din shira that's related to the carbon Pesach. The Brisker Rav is medayik that from Tosfos and Pesachim Samech Dalet, it's mashma that who used to sing shira? The Levim were the ones that used to sing shira. Rashi, it's mashma that all the Yidden used to sing shira. So the Rav said that what's the hezber in the machloikis? Tosfos held it's midin shira ala carbon. If it's midin shira ala carbon, who sings shira ala carbon? The Levim. So if the Levim are always the ones that sing the shira ala carbon by the Pesach Sheni, by the carbon Pesach, Rishon and Sheni, it would be the Levim that would be singing the shira. Whereas Rashi held that it's not midin shira ala carbon. It's like the Gemara says, Efshi Yisrael shoichten es pischeim bein oimim halal. It's based on a pasuk Ashir yir lachem kalelis chadesh chag. It has nothing to do with the carbon. It's more a pesach diga halacha. So if that's the case, it's not midin the general universal shira ala carbon. Says nothing to do with Levim. At the end of the day, the Brisker Rav came out that really they're both true. Elu ve'elu diber lekim chayim. There were really two dinim. There was a din shira ala carbon according to Rashi. There was also a din shira that all of Klal Yisrael sang shira. One is mitzad the regular din shira. The other is based on this gemara right here. Psachim tzadikam and beis. Anyway, that raid bite on Psachim samech dalet is very much a related raid bite as it relates to this gemara right here in daf tzadikam. And a cholin sleep. So the Mishnah then said, another similarity between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is Pesach Rishon was eaten roasted. Pesach Sheni was eaten roasted. Pesach Rishon is al matzus u'merorim. Pesach Sheni is al matzus u'merorim. That's easy. That's mefurish in the Torah. V'doichin es ha-Shabbos. Pesach Rishon was doichin Shabbos. Pesach Sheni is also doichin Shabbos. Up to Gemara. Shabbos in Tumaloi. Sounds like from the Mishnah that Pesach Sheni, like Pesach Rishon, is doichin Shabbos. But it sounds like it's not doichin Tum. Because if Pesach Sheni is also Doicha Toma, then the Mishnah would have said Pesach Rishon is Doicha Shabbos and Toma, and Pesach Sheni is Doicha Shabbos and Toma. It doesn't say that. It says Shabbos, doesn't say Toma. So the Gemara makes a pretty glaring diak that it sounds like Pesach Sheni is not Doicha Toma. Meaning even though there's a din of Toma, Hutra, Toma, Tchuyah, B'tzibah regarding the Pesach Rishon, you don't have that lacha regarding Pesach Sheni, says the Gemara, Masis like Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Tanya, we're learning to Nebrai, it says, Teichas HaShabbos, Teichas HaTomo. Tanakama says, Pesach Sheni is Teichas HaShabbos, not Teichas HaTomo. Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Teichas HaTomo. Pesach Sheni is Teichas HaShabbos, it's also Teichas HaTomo. My time in Tanakama. Why does Tanakama hold that it's not Teichas HaTomo? So Tanakama says a very the whole point of Pesach Sheni is because you were tummy during Pesach Rishon. Now it's lav dafka, but a classic example of someone bringing the Pesach Sheni is because he was tummy during Pesach Rishon. So you couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon because you were tummy. We're pushing you off therefore to Pesach Sheni. What's the concept? Get tahar, and then you'll bring a carbon Pesach. So you're going to bring a betoma? The whole idea was get Tomei and bring it. So why are you bringing it now, B'tumah? It goes against the grain of what the Pesach Sheni is all about. The whole idea of the Pesach Sheni is the ability to bring the carbon Pesach B'tayra. So how could you bring it B'tumah? It sounds like it's a stira minei obey.
Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda?
No, Teiru chazo, lasa yisei B'tayra. Teiru wanted you, the katchila, to bring it B'tayra. Lo yizacha, yasei B'tumah. Nice svara, Tanakamo. But it's not a checkmate svar. I mean, you're right. The Torah pushed off Pesach Sheni based on the idea of let's try to bring it B'tayra. You can't bring it B'tayra. Okay, it didn't work out. So we gave it a good shot, good effort. But if it didn't, so bring it B'tayra Rabbanu. Pesach Rishon Deiches HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni Deiches HaShabbos. Pesach Rishon Deiches HaTomo. Pesach Sheni Deiches HaTomo. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina. Pesach Sheni Ton Lina. So what's Lina? There was a din that if a person brought a carbon, so you would have to sleep that night in the base in Yerushalayim. You weren't allowed to leave Yerushalayim. There's a concept that you would have to remain overnight. So that's a din and pes. Different karbonas had different halachas as it relates to Lina. But as it relates to this specific halacha of Pesach Rishon, so you had to make sure that you slept in Yerushalayim that night. What about Pesach Sheni? So says the Gemara, just like Pesach Rishon has a din Lina, Pesach Sheni also has a din Lina. So again, three halachas. Pesach Rishon is like a Shabbos, Pesach Sheni is like a Shabbos, Pesach Rishon is like a Tumah, Pesach Sheni is like a Tumah, Pesach Rishon has a din Lina, Pesach Sheni also has a din Lina. Teichas HaTumah, the Gemara says, Pesach Sheni is like a Tumah, who's that like? It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds like a Tumah. Meaning, the Mishnah that said Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have in common that they're Deiches Shabbos was the like Rabbi Yehuda, because it sounds like Deiches Shabbos, not Deiches Tumah. The Braisa was the opposite. The Braisa said that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have in common that they're Deiches Shabbos, but they also have in common that they're Deiches Tumah. Oh, that's not the like Rabbi Yehuda, just the opposite. That is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Zochti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Tan Lina, is it true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning once he's establishing that this Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Braisa said a third thing. It said Pesach Sheni needs Lina, just like Pesach Rishon. Statue of Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Sheni, Tan Lina. No, Pesach Sheni does not need Lina. Shenema Ufanis. Wake up in the morning and go back home. This is the source to the din lina. You can't go home at night. Next morning you go home. Uksiv, it says sheishes yomim teichel matzos, and it says right there sheishes yomim teichel matzos. It's the very next pasuk. So in Devarim, Perek Tezayim, Pasuk Zayim, Parshas Re'ei, Ufanisa Ba'boike V'alachta Lo Yalecha, Pasuk Ches, Sheishas Yomim Toichol Matzos, Uviyem Ashviyat Tzeres Hashem Alokech, Lezazakom Alokov. So Rabbi Yehuda Darshin, Hanech L'shisha Ton Lina, Shein Hanech L'shisha Ton Lina. It's the real Pesach that goes 7 days that you have this day. As opposed to Pesach Shneini, which is only one night, you don't have the halacha of Ufanisa Ba'boike V'alachta, which means that that line of the Braisa is the like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on here? Is the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda? Is it not Rabbi Yehuda? It said Pesach Rishon Doiches Atum, Pesach Shneini Doiches. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But then it says Pesach Rishon Ton Lina, Pesach Sheni Ainu Ton Lina. It's the like Rabbi Yehuda. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, it's not a kasha, trade Tana, I believe Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, these are two different Rabbi Yehudas. In other words, the Tana of the Braisa is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Tana who picked and chose. He happened to hold like Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to Pesach Sheni being Deicha Toma. He happened to not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Pesach Sheni doesn't need Lina, because he also does need Lina. So who is the Tana? It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Tana. It's a Tana who holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding one halacha, and he holds not like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to another halacha. Next Mishnah. So again, one of the unique halachas of Karban Pesach is the idea that the Karban Pesach is brought b'toma. Toma hutru b'tzibur, toma tchui b'tzibur, major machlekes, but Karban Pesach was brought b'toma. Now, true, this all Karbanos Tzibur were brought b'toma. But the Karban Pesach was unique within the world of Karban Haba B'toma. And that's because ordinarily when a Karban can be brought B'toma, it means you can bring it, but you can't eat from the basar. You weren't allowed to eat from the meat of a Karban that was brought B'toma. The Karban Pesach is not only brought B'toma, but it was also Nechal B'toma. You could even eat it if you're Tomei. And the reason is because you can't have a Karban Pesach without eating the meat of the Karban Pesach. It's so intrinsic to the mitzvah. You can't have one without the other. And just like we saw so many different halachas where Karban Pesach is different than other karbanos, based on this one premise that the primary part of the Karban Pesach was the achila, which is completely the inverse of how other karbanos work. Other karbanos, the main part is the avodas hadam. Over here, the main part was the achila's basar. But because you can't have a karban without achila, so it would be impossible to say that you can bring the Karban B'toma but you can't eat it petoma. That's not possible. So it's for that reason, Korban Pesach is unique in that it's number one, nechel, but it brought petoma, but number two, it's also nechel betoma. So we're going to discuss now a little bit of the halachas of Pesach haba betoma. Very interesting gemara. A Pesach shaba betoma. Korban Pesach that's brought betoma. Lo yoichlu mimenu zavin v'zavais nidais v'yaldais. Zavin, zavais, nidais, and yaldais are tame. But even though the Korban Pesach has been brought betoma, and all the people that are tame are allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, not these tame. So then who that's tame could eat from a Pesach haba betoma? Someone that's tame tumas meis. So if somebody's tame tumas meis, he has the special halacha of tuma hutra, tuma tchuya, that he can eat the Korban Pesach even though he's tame. As opposed to someone that's not tame tumas meis. He has some other form of tuma, zavin, zavis, nidus, and yaldois. They are not allowed to eat from the Korban. Achnu, let's say they did eat, pturim mikaras. They're going to be potter from karas. So if somebody is tame and he eats kachim, he's chayiv karas. If somebody's tame and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv karas. Says the Mishnah, that even though zavin, zavis, nidus, and yaldois are tame, and they're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is kachim, so you would have thought they're chayiv karas if they do a b'meizah. Kamash malana, meaning, the law of Pesach haba betoma doesn't apply to zavin, zavis, nidus, and yaldois, but a little bit it does. It doesn't apply to the level that they're allowed to go l'katchila and eat. However, it does apply that if they eat, at the very least, they won't be chayiv karas. Rabbi Eliezer took it a step further. He was poite af al bias mikdash. He said, just like zavin, zavis, nidus, and yaldis, by a Pesach haba betoma, if they ate from the Korban Pesach, they wouldn't be chayiv karas. So too the halach is if they entered the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't be chayiv karas. Tanu Rabbanan, zavin v'zavis, nidus v'yaldish, ach l'pesach shabba b'tumah, they ate from a Korban Pesach b'abba l'yoch yuchayavim, I would think they should be chayiv karas. Talmud loymar, it says in the Torah, kol tahar yoichal basar, and then it says, v'nefesh asher teyochel basar, mizavich ha-shlamim, asher l'ashem, v'tumasa yolav, v'nichrusa. So the Torah juxtaposed kol tahar yoichal, that only someone that's tahar is allowed to eat from the kachim, with the idea that if somebody eats kachim and he's tameh, he's going to be chayiv karas. So we learn from here, nechal l'tayim chayavan ol mishum tameh. Kachim that could only be eaten by Torim, so you have that lacha that if you're tummy, you have karas. But if she'en nechal Torim, if you have kachim that doesn't have to be eaten by Torim, such as Pesach haba betoma, it's kachim that could be eaten even by tmeim, or be it people that are tummy lenefesh, ain't tmeim, chayav and al mishum tummy. If you're a tummy that technically is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're not going to be chayav. Rabbi Eliezer, who in the Mishnah said that zavin, zavis, nidus, and yaldis are potter from entering the Beis HaMikdash, when the Korban Pesach has been brought betoma. So in this brayse, he gives us his source. I would have thought that if the Zavin and the Zav entered the Azara, they would be chayiv Talmud Loimer, v'yishalchum in amachene, kol tzeruah v'chol Zav, v'chol tomei lenefesh. B'zman sh'tmei meisem ishtalchin. So the Torah put together the tzeruah, that's the mitzvah, the Zav and the tomei lenefesh, they all have to be sent out of the machna. So when all three of them have to be sent out of the machna, then you have the halachan that if they didn't leave the machna, they'll be chayiv karas. Meaning, b'zman sh'tmei meisem ishtalchin, if a tomei meis has to be sent out of the machna, Zav and mitzvah mishtalchin, they'll also be sent out. But ain't tmei meisem ishtalchin. But let's say someone that's tomei meis does not have to be sent out. Pesach haba betoma, then a tummy mace is allowed to enter the Azara. Ain't Zavin Mitzrayim Mishtachin. So Zavin Mitzrayim wouldn't have to be sent out either. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer knows this halacha, that if someone's a Zav, even though you're right, he's not allowed to enter the Azara, but at the same time, he's not going to be Chayiv Karas. So again, the law of Pesach haba betoma is a major chiddush. Number one, a tummy mace is allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, he could eat from the kachem. What if you're a Zav? Not included. What about a Nida, a Zava, a Mitzvah? Not included. True. But at the same time, being that this carbon, this situation, Pesach haba betoma, Yudal Nisan, this Tmei Nefesh in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Yudal Nisan or Tezvav Nisan, you have Tmei Nefesh that are eating. So at the very least, it affects the other Tmeim and says that even though the Isser applies, but at the same time, to be Chayiv Karas, that not. Boy Rav Yisrael, Yisrael had the following question. What would be if someone was Tomei Tomas Meis, it's a Pesach haba betoma, and this person entered the Heichel. So someone that's Tomei Tomas Meis is allowed to be in the Azara. Could he be in the Heichel? No. You know why? Because nobody can be in the Heichel. The Heichel was off limits. Unless you're the Kohen and you're literally entering to do the Avodah, the Lechem HaPanim or the Menorah or some of the different Avodahs that were done in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Ketores, right? But otherwise, you had no business being there. So a Tomei Meis is certainly not allowed to be in the Heichel. Erev Pesach, what are you doing in the Heichel? So what would be if a Tomei Meis entered the Heichel? What's the Halacha? Meaning, he's allowed to be in the Azara, but he's not allowed to be in the Heichel. So the question is,
what would happen if he entered the Heichal? Zok the Gemara, mid the Ishtari. Thomas Azor, Ishri Nami Thomas Heichal. Do we say that being there, he's allowed to be in the Azoros, he's allowed to be in the Heichal as well? So he's not going to be Chayv Karis, maybe he didn't even do the Loisase. But Oidoma, my the Ishtari, Ishtari, my the Ishtari, Ishtari. It's true, he has a Heter, the Heter is the Enter the Azor, he has no Heter to enter the Heichal. Fascinating question. Someone's Tomei Lenefesh, he's allowed to be in the Azor. If he enters the Heichal, Klapi the Heichal, do we say, it's as if he's a Tommy that entered the Beis HaMikdash because he went to a place that he's not allowed to be, or once he's allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So you're right, the Heichal was never included in that. But Hoyle, the Ishtari, Ishtari, once it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Amar God says in the Pasuk, V'yishalchum min HaMachna filo Mikdash Machna. It says that a Tommy has to be sent out from the Machna. Min HaMachna means even Mikdash of the Machna. Meaning, even though this person doesn't have to be sent out of the Machna completely, because he's allowed to be in the Azara. But the little part of the Azara that he's not allowed to be in, or the part of Beis HaMikdash that he's not allowed to be in, so there he has to be sent out of. And if he's not sent out, he violates an Avera, and it'll be Chayiv Karas. Ikadami sunset just the apps. Amar Rav, Amar Krav, Yishach min HaMachana, El Michutz LaMachana Teshachon. Kolech the Green, El Michutz LaMachana Teshachon. Green by Yishach, the Yishach min HaMachana is dependent on El Michutz LaMachana Teshachon. Michutz LaMachana Teshachon means you have to be sent out completely. Any person that doesn't have to be sent out completely, because it's a Pesach HaBaba Tumah, and someone that's Tommy now is allowed to be in the Azara, so he doesn't have the Yishach min HaMachana. The Yishach min HaMachana is governed by El Michutz LaMachana Teshachon. So if you're not Michutz LaMachana Teshachon, because there's a part of the Machana you're allowed to be in, then you don't have a Din Yishach min HaMachana, period. So if that's the case, someone that's Tommy LeNefesh would be allowed to be in the Heichal as well. So the question was, someone that's Tommy LeNefesh, he's allowed to be in the Azor. Could he be in the Heichal? He has no real reason to be in the Heichal, but if he's there, does he violate the Isser or not? So we have two Lashonis. Either Vayishalchum and Amachna, there's an Isser even to be sent out of the Mixas Machna, even though you're allowed to be in part of the Machna. Okay, but the part that you're not, that you have to be sent out of, or just the opposite. The only time you have Yishalchum and Amachna is when it's El Michutz Lamachna Tashach. By Rabbi Yosef, another question. Dachut Mei Meisir. So someone that's Tommy Meis is allowed to eat from the basa of the carbon pesach only by a carbon pesach, but that's the halacha. What would be if somebody ate from the basa that was burnt on the mizbeach? So your Tommy Tomas Meis, it's a pesach above tomo, meaning roiv of klai, so it was Tommy. You're allowed to eat from the basa, but you're eating from the basa they're really not supposed to eat. This is the basa that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. So very similar shaila. Do we say midrashri tumas basa or ishri na tumas emor? Once you're allowed to eat the basa, so you're allowed to eat the basa. So even though this is not the basa you're allowed to eat, but it's not included in tumas kadashav. It's not included in the issa for a tamei to eat kachin. That when oidoma maybe my dishri ish my loishri loishri. No, the hetu was for the basa you're supposed to eat. It's not basa you're supposed to eat. So obviously, it's not included in the issa. Amar Rava. So Rava said mechti. Let's make a simple cheshbon. Tumas emor meichas rabbi. How do you know that a tamei is not allowed to eat the Mura. But Thomas Basar, it's learned that from Thomas Basar. It's learned that from the Basar that was eaten by the Kayan. The Chsiv Asher Lashem, the Rabbis Esoe Murim. It's learned that from the Pasuk that says, Vanefesh, Asher Toicha Basim, Mizavach Hashlomim, Asher Lashem, and Thomas Yel, talking about a Tome, eating Kachem, Asher Lashem is Marb, even the Emurim. So we learn from the Kalech, this is the Thomas Basar, is the Thomas Emurim. If it's Asa for the Tome to eat the Basar, then it's going to be Asa for him to eat the Emurim. Kalech, the Lassa, the Thomas Basar. But if the Tome is allowed to eat the Basar, because it's a Pesach Abba, but Tome, Lassa, the Thomas Emurim, there's going to be no Isser for him to eat the Emurim. Boy, Rab Zera, one final question. Emure Pesach Mitzrayim, Hechi Akterin. The Pesach that was born in Mitzrayim, first carbon pechsid Yidden ever brought was a Mitzrayim. Where was the Haktara? There was no Mizbeach. So if there was no Mizbeach, where was the Haktara? I'm like, Abaya told Rab Zeira, man leimelon deloish shaviski oven. Who said there was the Haktara? Maybe they ate everything. That was what Abaya told him. V'oid. And then Abaya said something else. Atana Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef taught us a braisa. Abaya was a Talmud of Rab Yosef. So Abaya said Rab Yosef taught a braisa. Shloisha Mizbechais HaYusham. There were three Mizbechais in Mitzrayim. What were the three mizbechos? Ala mashkoif al shtei mezuzos. The Yidden had to take the blood and they had to put it on the doorposts. So the mashkoif and the shtei mezuzos, those were the mizbechos. That's what they did as rika. Meaning, there were three mizbechos, no fourth. There was no real mizbech. There was no real mizbech. There was obviously no haktara. There's a ladder rate to get to as it relates to psachim daf tzadik hei and oid chazoin lamayit.